I believe it. I've seen the signs. Spring is in the air. Thank you, God. I couldn't take much more of the darkness and the dampness. Spring is in the air. And with that, it is time for a good old-fashioned spring cleaning. It must certainly be so. The readings for this weekend communicate the need for cleansing as individuals and as a community of believers, a community of worshipers. The Gospel Saturday evening recalled Jesus cleansing the temple, the holy temple of Israel. And today's Gospel proclaims the account of Jesus meeting the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well. Both of these readings deliver accounts of Jesus performing some serious house cleaning, cleansing of central locations of worship, our communal temple and our personal temples. Jesus enters the spectacular Temple of Jerusalem, the epicenter of Jewish faith and culture. The spectacular building was the tabernacle of the Ark of the Covenant that held the Ten Commandments, the treasured symbol of God's faithfulness to the Jewish people, the symbol of God's presence with them. It was the house of God. And Jesus entered his Father's house to find it not being about holy worship, but a place filled with the bleating of sheep, the groaning and snorting of oxen, the crying of doves, the rattling of coins, and the chanting of bartering livestock merchants. The livestock, as if aware of their impending deaths, they bleat and groan and cry for their rescue and freedom. Their handlers, the merchants, anxious to sell the innocent and make a profit, shout over the voices of each other, trying to draw the attention of those faithful pilgrims passing by. But Jesus does not hear the voices of pilgrims appealing to the Father. He does not see priests guiding pilgrims in worship, song, and praise. He does not smell the sweet aroma of incense. Rather, he inhales the stench of animal waste and the mustiness of dust and hay. Jesus' eyes widen, his back stiffens, his pulse races, his heart is pounding and breaking at the same time. Emotion fills him. He fashions a whip. Zeal for his Father's house consumes him. And he takes action, immediate action, that makes him appear as if he's a madman as he cleans his Father's house. Days, maybe weeks later, after that zealous cleansing of the temple, Jesus is on his way to Galilee, on his way back home with his mother with him. Jewish law and the customs forbid passage through Samaria, the homeland of those impure, so-called half-Jews. Jesus is anxious to get home. He's also committed to including as many people as he can in his saving mission. So he takes a shortcut through Samaria. The obstacles of prejudice, exclusive laws, and skewed understanding of what is pure and impure, clean and unclean, will not prevent him from preaching the message of God's love and forgiveness, especially to those most in need of hope. Tired from the travel, he pauses at the Sychar rest stop, and he takes a seat at the well. And not just any old well, the well of Jacob, the very Jacob whom God the Father said, "You no longer shall be called Jacob, but Israel shall be your name." At noontime, in the heat of the day, Jesus waits for a certain daughter of Jacob, a certain daughter of Israel, to make her daily visit to Jacob's well. And she arrives. And Jesus proceeds to clean house, her temple. And in doing so, he reveals and offers his love and mercy. "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water that I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up for eternal life." And the flowing of that living water floods her heart and soul. All that cluttered her life, separated her, isolated her, imprisoned her, was washed away. She bursts with joy and she's bubbling with excitement. So much so she forgets. She leaves her water jar. She leaves her old way of life at the well. She can't contain herself. With the weight of the old self cleansed by this living water, she catapults with excitement to share her joy and newness and is instantly a missionary of the gospel. a missionary of the good news. Jesus drove out the prejudice, the ill will, and the cultural religious bias that polluted the Syrian woman's heart and the hearts of her neighbors. And the people of Sychar willingly accepted Jesus' word. So, here we sit, or stand. Can you imagine being with Jesus at the temple, or Jacob's well, or both? Is your heart touched in any way by what you have heard? I'll tell you right now, my heart is pounding and racing, because I'm excited for what Jesus brings us, cleansing. The woman at the well left her water jar. What will I leave at the well with Jesus? What will well up within me once I allow Jesus to clean, to cleanse this temple? Am I open to allowing the water of everlasting life flow through me, this temple? Not only to cleanse and refresh me, but to flow into the lives and temples of those I love the most and those that my temple touches. Jesus desires our temples to be holy, holy, not cluttered by distractions, defiled by misaligned priorities, defective by dysfunctional behavior, or shuttered by feelings of inferiority. He wants our lives to be focused on love and free to love with His kind of love. He wants us clean of our self-perceived inadequacies and the failings that barricade us from His love and truly loving ourselves and others. Am I willing to allow Him to tear down the spiritual dam that leaves me dry and dirty and stale? Will I let His river of living water run through me and become a source of living water to others so that their temples may be renewed? Now is the time. This Lent is the time to sit at the well along with Jesus in my temple, in your temple, desiring to be renewed, refreshed, and loved. My temple, your temple, are houses of worship built by the Father to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, to fully experience and know the Father's love for us, the love that Jesus so passionately lived, so passionately preached, suffered, and died to make known to us. Jesus sits at the well, and He waits for you. He was there yesterday. He's there today. And He will be there tomorrow. And now I think we all know what He has waiting for us. Yeah, it's a good old-fashioned spring cleaning. Maybe something we need. But it will be a cleansing done with love and mercy, His living water. This is a good time for our temples to be renewed and transformed. It's a good time to open the doors and windows of our hearts and souls and let the Holy Spirit, the living water, flow through. So grab your water jar and head for the well. Sit with Jesus and be loved. And when your time at the well is finished, leave that old water jar at the well. You won't need it anymore. You won't need it anymore. You'll be filled with living water. You will never be thirsty again. Remember, Jesus said, "You will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in you a spring of water welling up for eternal life." Are you thirsty?